adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. 3, 2, 1, go. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The mighty, mighty Boston's our guest tonight. It is Joe Gittleman and Dickie Barrett. Two dear friends from the mighty, mighty Boston's.
Oh, thank you so much.
Jackknife to a Swan's the name of the new CD, which is out tomorrow, everybody. Or today, if you're hearing the show, east of the Mississippi on a one-day delay. Right, Drew?
Correct.
All right, so we were talking before the mics heated up here, and I brought up something just moments before we went on the air that I'd never thought about
before.
I
believe it was as we went on the air
while we're on the air. Gay pimps. There's no such thing as a gay pimp. I've never seen a gay pimp. And why not? More gay pimps. The gays, as we were talking about, they hate women.
Well, but they like hanging out with them.
But they do have the entrepreneurial spirit.
I think Huggy Bear was a little swishy.
No.
You know what I think it is? It's the pimp thing also has a real territorial element to it.
Right.
And you got to have that going, or else you're not going to...
Yeah. Gays are sort of nomadic, or blowmatic, as I like to say. They move around and blow guys simultaneously.
Well, they don't have that fire going to...
It's a blowmatic tribe, you say.
Yes, that's right.
You know what I mean? There's not that same...
You have to have
that passionate feel.
You have to have that serious sort of straight mentality to protect your area.
Yeah.
And what's yours,
I can do it, they can do it, you can do it.
Yeah. Pimpin? Christopher Lowell.
Gay
guys would make, I still think they would make good pimps just because they're good with money.
Yeah.
They could certainly dress the women. They could certainly help with that.
The reason we started talking about it was because it's like, the drug dealer, don't try your own supply.
Right. You're much better drug dealer if you don't do the coke that you're dealing.
And we got there because Joe's selling coffee at the Warped Tour. He's not
doesn't
a coffee
drink
drinker.
Coffee.
Drink.
Yeah. So it's the same.
Our line of thinking. Once again, we're still talking nonsense, Adam.
Boston's are going to be on the Warped Tour, and that is currently going on. It's going to be in Los Angeles on the 10th and 11th of July. And where's it at? Is it out in the middle of nowhere?
When? Here in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, Coliseum. Coliseum. That's what I heard.
Is that close?
The Coliseum, is it?
In the parking lot.
Oh, really?
That's close. You can go.
Jeez, I should go to that.
All right.
I think.
There's no excuse. It's not that anti-drive.
That's what I heard.
Right. Then San Francisco on the 13th and 14th. Oh, it's going to be beautiful out there. So hot and miserable out here. So miserable.
It was so hazy today.
Oh, so ugly.
It's
horrible.
It's like soup.
And
you know how nice it is back in Boston and Cambridge and your old stopping ground?
I was there a couple of summers. I think it's pretty hot.
No, it's nice. Right now it's nice. It's like the leaves are starting to turn. Oh. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'll tell you, I was, Drew, you know how I'm obsessed with heat?
Yeah.
Like you are?
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to a buddy of mine who works for a construction outfit, and he said they have these guns where you can point them at areas and see how hot the temperature is of whatever you're pointing it at, like the dashboard of my car. But I got a black car with a black leather interior, and I went to Burbank. I went to ABC today, and I parked it in the sun from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And when I climbed inside of the car after 2 hours in the sun, it must have been 140 inside the car, because if it's 105 outside and the hood is so hot that you can't touch it, you'll burn your hand, and the dash is so hot you'll burn your hand, and the seats are black, doesn't the inside of the car have to be 140 degrees?
It has to heat up,
I mean, if the ambient temperature is 100 degrees in the shade, doesn't the molten metal known as your car, that molten ball of leather, vinyl, and metal that is in the parking lot being baked, doesn't it have to be 140?
Right. There's a formula. I think it's the dead baby index, they call that on the weather.
Dead, I couldn't have thrown a dead baby, or a live baby, I should say, through one window and out the other without it dying somewhere in between. If I'd actually just tossed it, if I'd hired two of the gay contortionists from Cirque du Soleil.
Do you have one of those screens, windshield screens, that you set it up real nice with like Elmo on the front or something?
Oh, yeah.
Adam
could do that. Yeah.
There's a lot of that stuff in life that just makes you feel a little bit better, but really doesn't do anything.
You know what? It must do nothing, because there was a time when 50% of cars had that.
Yeah.
Now you almost never see it.
No.
If it really worked, people would use it.
I still use mine.
You do?
I still got my baby on
board. You're trying to protect your...
Yeah. I've got Garfield stuck to the window, like, and a rainbow sticker right on the back.
He's got the gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides
for
free. Bumper sticker.
If or the cars are rocking, don't come knocking.
The updated Toke, Coke, or Poke of the 80s. Nobody rides for free. I like when people decide that this thing needs a little freshening up.
Yeah.
Like the bumper sticker commission decide it needs an 80s
rock,
spin.
Bonk, or... No, I don't have that.
Gus?
Yeah.
Puss? Or, no.
Fuss. Nobody rides for free, my friend.
You're 26.
Yeah, I'm 26. You can call me Gus Guts.
All right.
Anyway, I guess my question is...
I expect to hear a smoke alarm going off.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go ahead.
What's up? Nothing?
All right. My wife and I, you know, we have... okay, sex life, you know, we have sex on a regular basis, but the problem I have is it's hard for me to have her, you know, get off. I mean, I get off, and it's good for me, but in a way it kind of bothers me that she's not getting off the way I wish she could, you know?
You give her oral sex?
Yeah, everything she wants.
Is she happy with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, what woman wouldn't be?
What's bothering you then?
Oh, wait a minute, Gus, hold on. This guy just sounds like he's a stupid or an a-hole. Is it one or the other?
Did he say he was 26?
Yeah.
Call me Gus Guts. He starts off with, and then you go, you give her oral. Yeah. Is she like, what woman? He sounds
like he's gay pimping.
He sounds thick.
I just can't do it for some reason. I can't make her get off.
Not even with oral sex.
It happens every now and then, but.
Yeah, what happens when it happens? I mean, you do anything differently?
Well, let's just say it's kind of a double penetration type deal.
You and your dad nail her at the same time?
Yeah. Let's go into our Gus English Dictionary and figure out what that means.
Here comes old Gus.
Hey, old Gus.
Cramps.
You mean you got a finger going up in the tukai there?
No, you know, like a toy.
You get a toy going in the ass.
Yeah.
Yes?
Like a Beanie Baby? Or...
Yeah, if you want to put it that way, I guess.
All right. Gus. Here's the thing. Gus is a riddle that no one wants to figure out. That's the whole thing.
He won't let you.
you can't just lead people down blind trails when people don't want to go. Yeah. You understand? When there's no gold at the end of the rainbow. Gus does not offer anything to any of us that would make us want to probe him anymore.
And he's not offering anything to his wife either.
No. Yeah. Gus is why a lot of chicks hate guys, I think. Gus.
What?
Here's the problem, buddy. What do you do for a living? What branch of the construction service are you in?
Construction, no. I'm
food
in the medical
service.
Field.
The medical field?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well,
I'd rather not say.
Hey, Gus, no. You know why your wife's not having an orgasm? Because you're not a human being.
No.
I'm
a maniac. How can that be possible?
No, that's just it. You're just banging her like a beanbag.
No way. I can go for 4 hours.
Yeah, that's not the problem, Gus. That's the point.
More.
Gus, that's the point. You're not being a human with her.
4 hours of Gus.
She could do that with a vibrator.
Sounds like heaven.
Does it go in the butt?
I've known Gus for 3 minutes and I can't stand him.
What do you do in the medical field?
I'm a certified nurse's aide.
Uh-oh. That's trouble.
Yeah.
All right, Gus. Hey, Gus. Listen, you're missing the sort of human element that women enjoy so much sexually. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The emotional part.
You have no idea. I've done it all. I mean, I've had, you know, all kinds of stuff you can possibly think of.
Gus, the emotional part. That's what she's missing.
You don't understand. I have nailed women in the ass for hours.
With toys.
Gus, we're just talking about the human being part.
The emotional part. The connection.
That's what she needs. The connection, all right, buddy?
It's there.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Because we're not getting it from you. I don't know how she can.
I felt closer to Charlie Brown's teacher. I really did. The maid from the Jetsons, I look at as more human than
Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. J.
True. Do you remember the maid? See, this is why I like these guys on
slippers,
the show.
Slippers, Mr. Jetson.
What? All right.
What do you mean? I put toys in her butt.
Come on, you must have a drop of Rosie.
No. Anderson doesn't
know
Rosie.
She's on those CDs.
Of
course I know Rosie, but I don't have any drops.
Serena?
Hi.
You're 15. What's up?
I'm okay. I have three small questions.
All right.
Number one.
My first question is, can a female condom be used with a male condom at the same time?
No. Why would you want to do that?
I don't wonder. I just wanted to know.
No, you don't do that.
Why?
Okay. It's just like wearing two condoms. Yeah, their failure rate would be higher.
Okay, and does a condom become, like, weaker if it's used with Vaseline?
Yes, you do never use a hydrocarbon-based lubricant. You use water-based.
All right.
Is Pam the cooking spray?
The corn, I believe the corn flavored is, but the butter, the butter's fine.
The water-based, KY, that kind of thing, but never anything petroleum-based.
Because
that dissolves the condom.
And what about lard?
Lard might do.
That's fine, right?
How quickly does this condom dissolve?
I don't know.
If your crush is going at it for 4 hours,
I bet I could beat the condom. I'm saying I would make it my mission to beat that condom.
I think that condom would be intact.
Someone else could use it if they had to.
I think I could beat acid on my condom.
I could beat
hydrochloric acid. I think I'm faster than that.
You could break a battery open on Dickie's condom, and he could beat
it. I'm still going to get away.
4 days through.
I could beat it in 3 strokes.
I'll beat it in 2. Beat that condom.
Beat that condom.
All right. Ms. Serena, did you have a third question?
Yeah. Is there a way to clean, like, the inside of the vagina?
The vagina.
Well, if you have the time to go down to one of those coin-op car washes, that's probably your best bet.
Serena, why?
But if you're just going to get home, you just take a duct tape, a rag to the end of a mop handle.
Oh, there's a service we can send a guy over. You got the
Serena? Why? Why was that? What's going on?
I just wanted to know, because I was talking to my friend about this.
Well, that's what a douche is, but it's not necessarily the healthiest thing for you. If you're having a funny smell or discharge, that's sometimes an infection, and there are creams for that.
You got something going, Serena, or are you just checking?
No.
All right, so you're all right?
I'm just fine. I was just talking to my friend about it the other day.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Came to the right place.
What about that she's only 15? You don't know? That's good.
Yeah.
Well, she's not
doing anything.
15, 16, 17-year-old women are trying to figure things out.
Yeah.
And they don't really. I've talked to a lot of young people that they feel they have nowhere to go, other than their peers. They don't know who to ask. The magazines are BS, and so they come here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about today, having to do with smell. You know that I don't want to mention any names, but I was in Vegas a few weeks back, and I had. One of my buddies from the Man Show was crashing out.
Daniel.
No, it wasn't Daniel. You don't know this guy, but I won't mention his name anyway. He was crashing out. I had a big suite, and he slept on the sofa. And he picked up some chick, and they, like, rolled around on the sofa for about 4 hours. And he rolled in it. I went to bed at, like, 2. He came back about 3, and they rolled around about 6:30 in the morning. And then he kicked her out, and we had to split to the airport. And I just woke up to see her leaving, basically. And he was waving by down the hall and shut the door and then let a fart go that was like... But it was 14 farts that had turned into one. You know that thing? You know that thing? Yeah. You're with a woman. You're on the sofa. What are you going to do? Let one fly?
No.
This guy just stood there by the door, and it was like... He was waving down the hall. It was like...
This really is the secret lives of man, isn't it? This is it. This is part of it.
I mean, it didn't feel... It wasn't one fart. It was 14 farts that he should have let in that time period that he couldn't let fly. And I thought to myself, has every guy had that after the date fart? You know that thing where you hop in your car and you're driving away from the chick's house and you're letting it go all the way until the first... You know, all the way through the signal...
Just if you haven't mastered the letting it out as you walk from one side of the car to the other.
Yeah, that's a smooth move. Yeah, open the door. That's how you know a guy's farting, ladies. Forget about chivalry. When he does that door open thing and then walks around the long side of the car, likes to fiddle around. He'll do one move with his hand to try to break the tail off so he doesn't suck it into the car with him.
Sometimes I'll open the hood. Adjust something.
I
know nothing.
Check the trunk.
I can't do anything.
Smooth move is to blame it on the catalytic converter. If there's anything that sneaks into the car, you got to get that catalytic converter checked out. It's got all sorts of funky smells.
If I'm Mexican,
coming.
I'll pull something out of the glove. I'll pull a map out and read it. Till I get in the thing. Yeah.
But I just thought that every guy's had that post-date driving away or the chick's leaving the next morning or whatever, just that huge
Why was he in the room?
He was...
He's cheap?
We had like three or four suites and too many people, so it was like two people per suite, and since I'm like the celebrity of the group, or because I'm the man show talent guy, I got to sleep on a nice big bed, and he got to sleep on this crescent-shaped sofa. It was like a sofa that was shaped like lips or something, and the poor guy was all bent up, and the chick was all slept. This is Hard Rock.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, sure, a 20-minute fart. And we were almost late for the airport because he wasn't done farting. Jason?
Hey.
You're 26. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, I got a question about masturbation.
Great.
Sometimes,
we got an expert here.
That's right. Joe
Gilman.
What's up?
What's up? Sometimes after I give myself an orgasm, it kind of burns.
Were your urethra, like where you pee?
Yeah.
How long does that last for?
Not too long.
How long is not too long?
Probably 10 to 20 minutes.
Does that ever come any other time?
No.
That may just be nothing. Sometimes just the semen is a little irritating to the urethra. It could be an infection, possibly. It could even be things like Peyronie's. Sometimes Peyronie's can cause irritation of the penis and things when you're stimulating it.
You have the bent penis, Jason?
No.
No?
Yeah, it's probably nothing. Probably nothing, I bet.
Has this always happened?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, best not.
What part of the urethra burns? The end part?
The whole thing.
All the way down.
You kind of really working yourself a little bit?
No, not really.
No rough stuff.
No.
You're going to kind of lubricant or anything?
You should try that then.
Using lube?
Rough it up a little.
No lube.
No lube. All right.
No lube.
Maybe step up to a lube. Treat yourself.
Step up to a lube?
Yeah. That's probably this lube. It's a slippery slope, though. I mean, once you get going on it, then you're screwed.
Try some vitamin E, about 800 units a day. Sometimes that helps with Peyronie's type symptoms.
Next thing you know, you're like wearing satin robes, and once you're a lube guy, it's a whole other lifestyle, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting your cuticles pushed back.
you're setting aside time.
Mustache trimmed.
Mud packs. Yeah. Your valets. Yeah.
Facial.
Yeah, you become soft. You lose your edge. This is what happened to Tyson, quite
sandpaper.
Frankly.
That's why I recommend sandpaper. Really rough it up.
Yeah. I'll use a handful of pumice. I'll take some apricot seeds. I'll just smash. I can put mortar and pestle by the bedstand. I'll mash them up into fairly good sized pieces.
Yeah.
And then
I'll use common road sand.
I'll use road sand bound together by creosote.
Does it warm up?
Yeah, they outlawed it. They used to paint telephone poles.
You know what's good?
Creosote,
and I'm not talking about your thick, but some of your steel wools.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Good.
The heavier grade steel. Stuff, not the lighter stuff.
Hard guys here tonight on the love line.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I also use walnut shells on occasion in season.
God, that's
in
good.
Season.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Stop it.
Let's hear something from the Boston's. How about that?
Next break.
Yeah, I don't have the proper equipment.
Are you? What's going on over there?
Well, I have the CD in there that I need to play. That's the problem.
All right, Drew, go give him the CD.
No, I'll do that.
All right, we're late anyways. Take a call. We'll go to break.
No, I want to hear the Boston's in the first break.
I like your style, Adam.
Yeah.
That's why we're buzzed.
They're a first break band, these Boston's are.
Take a call.
I don't want anyone tuning out during the commercial break. I want them to hear the Boston's before we go to break.
What's with Hansel and Gretel in here?
I don't know. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know.
You got a lot of... Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That's us.
Yeah. What do you think of the new sound? This is a pretty kick-ass song if you're really, really breaking
it
down.
Right.
Big band and everything.
What is that?
The Jetsons.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
All right. Boston's are our guests tonight. Jackknife to a Swan is the name of the new CD on the Warp Tour as we speak, and on Kilborn tonight. Great Kilborn, that is. Anderson, you queued up, you ready to go? This is called You Gotta Go. Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, everybody. Another big hit from them coming out tomorrow, the CD. I smell hit. I love these goddamn Boss Stones.
You can smell it?
Dickie and Joey are both here from the Boss Stones. A Jackknife to a Swan's the name of the CD. And we're going to take ourselves a little break. And when we come back, we'll speak to Jamie. Was used by first boyfriend. Now she tries to seduce new boyfriend's friends.
Yeah.
All right. After this.
Sounds like a great meeting. Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody.
Nonsense.
Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Joe Gittleman and Dickie Barrett are both here from the mighty, 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 dear friends, Boston. Yeah.
When the hell did I scream like that?
I don't remember that.
Was that from my first album?
No, it was like one of your first visits.
You were here.
Yeah.
I sound drunk.
No, you were.
Could have been.
No, I remember when you did it. You were drawing a picture of him.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Right.
And I just remember you looking up from that picture and doing that. It was like years ago.
Alright.
Interesting.
Wow.
What was that? What happened to that picture?
It's framed and I have it in my vault.
Next to the porno?
I spilled coffee on it the next night and Likas blew its nose on it and that's it.
Wrote a girl's phone number on it at the bar he went to.
Yeah, I picked my teeth with it.
There's another one going.
So it's near and dear to his eyes, precious to him. Really.
Yeah.
It's over the fireplace.
I spilled coffee and I mopped it up. It spilled on my passenger seat when I was driving into war.
Well, how's your testicle, by the way?
It lived under the costume.
Hang on, Dick. It's important.
It's important.
He examined his own testy last night.
Yeah. It's nice.
This is why we need TV cameras.
I felt,
people really missed out on that moment.
I felt my my testy. I felt a little pain in my right testy. But I felt, you know, when I got home, I felt it. I felt each one. They felt about the same. Felt nice.
So they both felt good?
The one wasn't as enlarged as you thought it was.
No. You know... Here's the deal. If you put one hand down your pants, well, when you're at home, you can probably take your own pants off, you know, if you draw the shades.
Well, let's do it all now.
No. Drew. Let's not do it. But the point is, you put one hand down and you feel one nut, then you feel the other nut. They feel more different than if you put two hands and you simultaneously feel each nut.
Yes.
Is that true, Drew?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, plus, they're flipped around, so it's hard to, you know, you try to get a perspective sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, they felt nice.
Yeah.
Felt nice.
Nice.
I had a little victory jack when I was done. I thought, it's time to celebrate, boys. Nice work. Thanks for not having cancer.
The lads feel good. Let's
Cheers to you. Let's pop the cork.
You ever had anybody walk in on you while you're jerking off?
Yeah, I had my stepmom walk in on me once. And then one time, I'll tell you the most embarrassing. I mean, this is, people kid around about getting caught, you know, by their camp counselor or whatever. But let me tell you something. It's almost morbid, but my buddy John Tyler, he used to like to enter the garage I lived in a sort of Lenny and Squiggy type way. I mean, just pow, the door would come swinging open. Yeah, like a Kramer, like a comical way. He didn't tap, he didn't knock, he didn't jiggle the handle. He'd bust, it's as if he got a head of steam and you know.
Oh my God, see what's coming here.
I was beating on.
Literally.
I was in the garage and I was past the point of no return.
Yes, right.
Do you know what I mean? I crossed that threshold when he just burst in.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I
was just like looking at him like, Dad is coming! Dad is coming home! Pow! John Tyler breaks in and I'm just like...
Sailors in the air.
Yeah, it was like...
Oh my God.
What did you
I mean,
say?
It was as gay as an experience as I've ever had.
What did you say?
That was really...
Yeah, you're gay.
It was like high noon.
What did you say to him?
I couldn't really toss.
John, what are you doing here?
He started laughing hysterically.
He started laughing and screaming and he ran out, I think.
You got to tell everybody.
It was bad.
Immediately. You got to overhear the speaker at the school.
Bad timing.
Yeah, tell everybody. Yeah.
Right. Jamie?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
When I was 14, I gave my virginity up to this guy, and I really cared about him, but anyway, he used me.
How old? You were how old? I'm sorry.
14.
14.
I'm 19 now.
But how old were you at the time?
14.
And how old was he?
He was 16.
16.
Yeah.
Just now for a second, just now that you're 19, think of who that 16-year-old guy would be that would be with a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's already something wrong there that you were sort of reaching after a guy that was such an idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not such a chasm, 16 to 14, but it's a little off.
Yeah, she was just 14 and he was almost 17.
Well, that's your convenient math. We don't know if that's the truth.
What do you think?
Jamie, how far into 14 were you?
It was September. I was about 4 months away from my 15th birthday.
All right, and he was how far away from his 17th?
Five.
All right, so
when
she was closer.
You. When he dumped you.
When he dumped you or when he did you?
What?
Was that when he dumped you? You're figuring this math out?
No, we had sex, and then...
Okay, Drew, would you shut up?
And then broke up with me like a month later.
All right.
And I thought I really cared about this person. Well, anyway, I was like, you know, screw this, you know, this whole love crap. And so I just started, I'd pick out guys that were like, you know, in a committed relationship or about to get married or, you know, the guys that, you know, would never, they're like, oh, he won't, you know, cheat on his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And I'd make it like a point to have sex with them.
Yeah.
Well, I finally did find someone that I cared about, and we've been together for a year and a half.
Huh.
And I'm really lusting after his cousin, and I'm trying so hard. I mean, I don't talk to him.
Are you lusting after the cousin because it's genuinely someone you're interested in, or are you still after these
trophies?
Yeah, these acting out experiences where you can make other women as miserable as you are and act out against men.
I think it's a little bit of both because it's like, you know,
What's going on in the relationship right now? How's it been going?
Well, it's been rocky off and on.
What's going on right now?
Right now, it's pretty good.
Okay, is that scary when it gets good?
No, I mean, I love it, but it's...
Well, why would you want to sabotage it?
Where's the cousin? Is he around?
Yeah, he's around, like, all the time.
Why would you want to sabotage it? Why would you want to ruin something that's so good?
I think I'm waiting for him to leave.
Right.
He's waiting for
That's right. So what you got to do is make sure you're in control of that and go ahead and make it happen on your own.
Yeah, that way it can be my fault.
Right. Well, not your fault, but you're still in control of it. So you're not really being abandoned in a powerless way. You're causing your worst fear to happen because it's what you expect anyway.
Well, so, Jamie, you know what's going on. You have a pretty decent handle on this for a 19-year-old.
Not doing it.
So just don't do it.
Well, see, my question is, it's really hard for me because for the past week, the four of us, me, him, and his cousin's girlfriend and him, have spent a lot of time together. And I can't sleep at night because I'm thinking about this.
All right, now listen, just give him a blowjob then. because I say we compromise.
Look,
wait, Jamie, you know you're hot, right?
Yeah.
See, a guy, when you're 19 and you're a chick and you know you're hot, and you're hanging around with people that hang around with their cousins.
It's a weapon.
And by the way, I don't know what it is, but the more you hang around, the more family members hang around, cousins and brothers,
more trouble.
The more they spend, the more apt they are to bang each other.
Yeah.
Their defense mechanisms are much much more easily bridged.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but you got the feeling this guy would give it to you in a second, right, Jamie?
I'm pretty sure that...
Well, look, she's conquered a lot of other more difficult cases.
All right, listen, don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to be tempted then. Don't go on that camping trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Don't go camping. Don't go to the lake. Don't do anything that involves water or tents. All right? As you know, I've always for many years now, wanted to get the camping changed to raping.
Yes.
Because
or humping.
No, just raping. Because everybody, you go camping with someone, they bang you. That's it. And girls, don't fall for this crap. Guys do that back to nature crap. They nail you right out under the stars and God and Woodsy the Owl and everybody. Mary?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I dated this guy for 3 years, and we've been broken up for a year because I moved, but I'm going to move back, and I think we're going to start dating again, but I really like him, but there are a couple problems with the relationship that aren't really problems that I think can be solved.
All right.
For instance, he says, a lot when talking. Yeah, it really bothers me. It didn't used to bother me, but I talked to him on the phone yesterday, and I clocked him at 21 per minute.
Wow. 21 ums a minute?
Very good.
It was very intense.
Could you stop clocking me?
But he can't possibly be doing that stoner Those are too slow. You can't get 21 of those in a minute.
The record for that is 11.
This is some sort of stuttering
Right. So crazy. I think maybe we can work on it, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yes, I think a speech pattern is not a reason to end their relationship.
I'm stifled now. I'm scared to talk.
All right, what is the other reason?
Well, he's also bad at oral sex.
Oh, I'll get rid of this guy. No, that's something. Have you tried in sort of teaching him what would work?
No, I haven't, because I've never performed oral sex on a woman. I don't really know how to give pointers.
How about just telling him what you like? I mean, just as he's doing it, just that's good, more over here.
Yeah. I guess
I've never blown myself.
Yeah.
And if I could, I'd still be living at home.
But you've blown 40 other guys.
That's well, if you wouldn't interrupt, I've blown 40 other guys, and I can tell you this. No, I've never blown anybody, but I think I could give someone a few pointers on how to blow me.
Okay.
You see what
okay.
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, well, the same thing would apply to your vagina.
Well, maybe. I mean, can you see what's going on down there when you're getting a blowjob?
Not when you get too close. I mean, I can see, but when I'm going down on a girl, I can't. It's like looking at a painting and putting your nose against it.
It's blurry.
You can't see the...
It's not a visual operation.
You can't see the covered bridge anymore.
It's not
the
visual
water
for you in terms of telling him what you like, nor is it visual for him in terms of adjusting his performance. Right?
Why don't you get down there and see if you can say 21 times in a minute? That probably feel good.
Yeah, put it together.
Okay.
How's that, baby?
Okay.
Yeah. Is sort of your technique.
Yeah, maybe he's Buddhist.
Yo
ho renge kyo.
I'm gonna munch your rug.
I don't know. He also has facial hair, which I think like that has a lot to do with it. He's got sort of a mustache thing going.
Why don't you ask him to remove that?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, who is he, Mr. Potato Head? All of a sudden?
No.
Poor guy's
actually,
gonna.
Well, I understand what it is with this relationship that she has these specific things that are complete deal breakers for her,
Mary,
that she can't work on with him.
Here's the question: What's wrong with this guy that he would go with you?
You're fat.
What's up with him? Does this guy just have nothing going on in his life?
I don't know. Am I really that terrible? I feel nitpicky. Am I being nitpicky?
Yeah, you are.
God.
Yeah, what's up? Are you a little crazy?
Maybe I am,
but
yeah.
Let me talk to my compadres for a second. I'm not getting that Mary's so hot she can call the shots. I'm getting this guy's such a loser. He has no choice but to listen. Because if something has a set of jugs and a vagina, that's the best he's going to do. Do you guys kind of get that vibe? Like, Mary doesn't sound like she's all that. He just sounds like he's desperate. Mary?
Yeah.
That may have sounded insulting, but is it true?
It's possible.
I'm going to count you now.
He doesn't really have much choice. There's not a lot of women lining up around his block waiting to get in to his bedroom, is there?
Well, I think there are, but...
No. No, they're not. No. He wouldn't get back together with you after you broke up for a year if he was dating a bunch of hot chicks.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Okay, so he doesn't have anybody. He has you, and he's desperate, right?
Perhaps.
Okay, and you know that, and you're taking advantage of it. You went out with the guy and you broke up for a year. Everything he does bothers you. You don't like the way he exhales. I mean, just break it off.
So you think this is really terrible?
Yeah.
Just didn't even have anything to do with him?
Yeah, just leave him alone.
Okay.
You'll give him a complex. You can do better.
I would say, on the other hand, that there's a lot of simple stuff here to correct that you've never given him an opportunity to correct. I haven't given him that chance.
But don't you think she's going to find more things to pick
Maybe,
on?
Maybe, but if this guy doesn't have any other dates and this is something he's looking forward to getting back with, we don't want to take that away from him.
Yeah.
He's got a mustache, though, Drew.
I don't want to take the mustache away from him either.
Yeah. That's like taking Batman's utility belt away from him.
Guys, his mustache and his speech impediment.
I mean, the guy's
he got.
He's in the Midwest. Mary, where does he live?
He lives in Chicago.
Yeah, you need that mustache in Chicago.
Yeah, you need that. You'll get pulled over if you don't have a mustache.
That's right.
It's like a little scarf for your lip.
He's what? Asian?
Yeah.
He's got a mustache?
Oh, yeah, Fu Manchu.
He doesn't shave ever. Like, he's just sort of trimmed.
Yeah.
He's Asian. That's why he says, he's saying,
What? He doesn't shave ever?
Asian guys don't have to shave because they don't grow down the neck and in the chops and everything. They just get, like, they get the Fu Manchu.
They're highly evolved.
Okay. There we go.
All right. All right, let's take ourselves a little break, huh?
Yeah.
Mighty Mighty Boss Tones are here tonight. Jackknife the Swans, the name of the CD, and we'll be right back after this. everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Joe and Dickie are both here from the mighty, mighty Boss Tones. And Jackknife to a Swan is the name of the new CD. That is a caller just dropped off the
line. I know
line
6 is the one I was going to take next. All right. Door. Oh, that's right. A great call.
Well, let's take Boston's call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Dickie would get his ass back in the studio.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing?
I don't know. Dickie!
Oh, you don't think I can handle this, Adam?
No, I think Joe could handle this.
All right, buddy.
Fine.
Thanks for the
Justin
support.
That's all right. Justin.
Hello?
What's up?
Well, this is cool. Hi, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
I was asking... My Boston's, I have a few of your songs that my friend gave me on a CD, and I wanted to ask, you know, like on your Never Had the Knock on Wood song, you guys are playing like all the trumpets and instruments like that too, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Even I can answer that.
Yeah. How do they call it?
Adam occasionally will play an instrument with them. I've seen him out there with them, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Bagpipes.
And then,
and bagpipes.
You know, how do you get a, you know, how would you get a band started? Just like, you know, where do you start?
Hey, you gotta move to Boston.
That's where all the good bands start.
Yeah. You want to start a band, Justin?
Help him out here, Adam.
You guys are in a band.
You'd be good at it, Justin. I'm getting a sense from you that you've got a real talent for it.
You got a real frontman quality.
Really?
I don't see you behind any frontman. I see you right up front.
I see Justin up there going, I hear Detroit knows how to party. No, Justin.
Hello, Motor City. You guys are like
cool,
crazy.
Justin, you play any instruments?
Yeah, I've played the trumpet for 1 year and the clarinet for 1 year, and now I'm currently taking the bass.
Well, you gotta stick with something, buddy. You know,
I didn't own my own trumpet or clarinet; I had to rent those. But now I bought my own bass.
Oh, the rented trumpet. Did you own your own mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they gave him a break because the guy who had it before had hepatitis. So gets $4 off a week for the hepatitis trumpet.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're playing the bass guitar, the stand up bass, or?
No, electric.
All right. So how's that?
Well,
called?
That's my instrument. No, this is right up my alley. Okay.
Give it to him, Joe.
All right. Let's hear about it. What do you got? What are your skills? What do you listen to? What do you like?
Like what music?
Yeah.
I like you guys a lot. I like Goldfinger.
All right. Well, first off, we got to talk about that. No, I'm just kidding.
He likes our Knock on Wood song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you just keep listening to those Boss Tones and play the bass along to the Boss Tones.
Yeah, I think you should go for a simpler band, and they're out there. I think Joe is a virtuoso really on the bass. And
right.
He's
Yeah, it's gonna take at least 4 months before you get to Joe's level, Justin. 4 to 6 months.
Took Joe 12 years, but it's gonna take you.
Yeah, just keep playing, Justin. That's all.
All right.
Find a bunch of your buddies and have a good time.
All right. How do you start it though? We're like after you get the band put together, what do you do?
You get signed, and the rest of you'll be rich.
Just worry about playing, Justin. That's all. Don't worry about the part about signing yet. Speaking of bass playing, I was over at the Party House on Friday.
How is
it? It's looking good over there.
Can I come by?
A lot of b-ball going on over there. Good times.
Are your buddies still crashing there?
Yeah. And I was cranking up a CD, and I had Quadrophenia on.
Oh, that's a good one.
And I thought, John Entwistle died just a few days earlier, and I thought, what more fitting tribute to John than for me to crank up Can You See the Real Me? You know that song?
Yeah.
One of the great bass songs, really, ever. And John just goes berserk on the bass on that song. And I cranked it, and I cranked it, and I cranked it. And there's a part in that song where the horns kick in, and the bass is just riven. Yeah. And everyone's just going bizarre, and I kept turning it up and turning it up. And a speaker blue, and smoke was coming out of it. I mean, it was like out of a movie.
Wow.
Like the Who blew up my sound system.
Oh, and Twizzle.
It was crazy.
So
I mean,
Adam,
I heard a
took
poof.
His air guitar, and he rammed it.
I swung my axe into my imaginary speaker, and a big plume of smoke came out of the thing completely fried.
Wow.
So that's how hard that John Entwistle and the Who rocked. Kelly?
Hi.
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I was diagnosed as being bipolar about a month or two ago.
Right.
And I want to know, I have, like, anger outbursts sometimes that just make me want to throw things, and it'll last for, like, 2 minutes, and I want to know if that was part of the disorder.
Yeah, so it's impulse control, extreme irritability, that can be part of bipolarity, sure.
What are you throwing?
Like lamps and stuff.
Oh, not like a Nerf ball.
Are you on your medication now?
Yeah.
Are you taking it?
Yeah.
All right. You'll be fine. Does the medication make you not want to throw things?
No, it doesn't help with that. It helps with a lot of other stuff, though.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Should I tell my doctor about?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because that may be a different thing, even so. Okay, although irritability can be part of bipolarity, yes, impulse control problems, but this degree of anger acting out might be yet something different still.
Drew, what are the other symptoms?
Of bipolarity?
Yeah, because I have those.
The irritability?
Yeah, irritability.
It really is more outbursts. Extreme mood swings. That's the hallmark. Mm-hmm. The episodes of extreme depression or episodes of mania where you can, you know, not needing sleep for long periods of time, hypersexual, hyperverbal.
Check. Me.
Yeah, okay. We'll get you set up.
Cameron?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
You're dating your half-cousin secretly?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Now, what is half cousin? Is she a full cousin that's short, or what does that mean?
She's cousin by law.
Common law?
Common law cousin? Wasn't that a Russ Meyers flick? All right, so...
So she's not related by blood?
No.
Okay. And yet it can make weird dynamics in the family, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people might have heavy feelings about this. It's a first cousin?
Yeah.
Like... Half first cousin.
Well, what is that? How much
step?
Is there any blood between you or just semen?
None. Whatsoever.
Okay, all right. And how old is she?
14.
I think I brought up a couple months ago that there's less problem with consanguinity, meaning people in close genetic relationships being together, than what's been thought. Not brothers and sisters so much as cousins, first cousins particularly.
Drew basically gave the green light for everyone after.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
2 weeks ago.
That's interesting. There was a recent study that showed
thankfully,
that
I'd had a hunch it was that way all along and acted accordingly. Oh, yeah. Always one step ahead of the trend.
Yeah. He'd come around eventually.
I'm not a follower. Yeah. I'm a leader. All right. So, listen, Cameron.
Yeah.
This is not the greatest of all situations, but this kind of stuff happens all the time. Be careful. No sex, all right?
Just
all
makes
right.
your family create stress. When you break up, it's going to be a mess.
A little weird, yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Mighty, Mighty Boss Tones here. Jackknife Joe Swan's the name of the new CD out tomorrow or today, depending on when you're hearing the show. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. We got Dickie Barrett and Joe Gittleman both here from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Mm-hmm. Jackknife Joe Swan is the name of the new CD that is out tomorrow. I command everyone within the sound of my voice.
Are you enjoying it?
To go and get that. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we sent you an early copy. You enjoying it? You working out?
I'm a Boss Tones fan. I've always been a Boss Tones fan. Yep. And I dig Dickie's voice, and I love them horns.
Really?
I love...
He also likes nails on a chalkboard.
Sucker for them horns, Crankle.
Yeah, anything that ends background. In O-R-N, Adam is into.
Yeah, and the...
Horn,
yeah.
I like corn.
Corn, yep. Yeah.
He puts the horn in horny. Let me ask you something.
I always like them bossos, yeah.
Well, why don't you own a belt?
Yeah, I got to get a belt. gotta get a belt.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Well, he's got one shirt with a collar.
I'm using my shirt to hold my pants up by taking the part of the shirt that would normally be tucked in, sliding it through the loop where the belt would normally be in the pants, and tying it up sort of in a sort of
Ellie Mae
retarded, like Ellie May's like off cousin, like if Ellie Mae
cousin
had a,
Clem.
If Ellie had a kid with Jethro,
it's the faultiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's not a great look.
The shirt is completely wrinkled too. I wish I had two of them.
He's also sockless. I can help
him. He doesn't have an undershirt on either.
Well, you know my policy, Drew, which is I don't go upstairs to get dressed for the show. So whatever's downstairs, I got to wear.
Right.
And this shirt, which was destined for the hamper, was balled up at the bottom of the stairs.
Wait a minute. If something goes in your hamper, what have you been doing with it?
Well, see, now that's true. I got that. You want to hear sad?
Oh, what have we gotten into here?
Well, I use my... you know, when I've said this oftentimes, that between the time a shirt comes off of me and gets into the washing machine, there's much distance it must travel before it actually gets there.
And
many
abuse.
Uses.
Abuse it must
Many
proceed.
More uses. Many more jobs.
Its work isn't done.
No way. Not by a long shot.
It's not going to relax?
No, it's not going to rest in the hamper. It still has a job to do. And that could mean one of many things, but it's usually on some sort of cleanup patrol.
Could mean masculine proteins.
That's right.
Yeah. Male protein excretions.
That's right. It could mean many, many things. And the thing is, because my feeling is, no matter what you do to a shirt, short of motor oil, you can wash it. And that's what the washing machine is for.
Blood stains are tough, too.
This thing was bound for the washing machine, and then I got hold of it because it was downstairs. And I will not go upstairs to get things because it's extra calories. You know, I'm very efficient that way.
So you're telling me you might be wearing your spunk rag right now?
Yes,
it's highly possible.
I don't see how it couldn't be.
Yeah.
Gene?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I had a couple of questions for you. My first one is, my voice teacher has told me repeatedly that the male voice does not mature until age 25, and I was wondering, is that as well as depth when I speak? Because I kind of have a very high tenor voice.
Gene,
this
is Gene the guy.
Yes.
I see. And you're feeling like your voice hasn't really hit its stride yet. I mean, it's going to change.
Well, it's already deepened from when I was a child, but it's not as deep as, you know, most males.
Right. And are you worried it's going to get deeper and ruin your career?
No.
As a transvestite?
No.
Castrati, no. Please.
Right. So
no,
do you
kind of feel odd when I'm mistaken for a female on the phone. Oh,
no. Well, the gene doesn't help. You got to change your name to Russ.
Or Pat.
Not Pat.
Faggot better run.
Yeah, Gene is tough. It's an ambiguous name.
Gene,
Jerry,
do you have any medical problems?
Yeah, actually, bulimia. I had a question. I'm lapsing. I have not done a full relapse back, but I'm lapsing. And I'm wondering, is that true that that can damage the vocal cords?
Yes, it can, but usually that causes a coarseness in the voice. What I'm concerned about is that you're 19?
Yes.
How long have you been bulimic for?
I started the... binging when I was about eight. And I started purging.
All right, well, there's two things that occur to me then. One is sort of a biological possibility that maybe the purging activity through your early adolescence sort of arrested puberty in some way. Maybe you didn't get the normal development that people get when they're not under that stress of bulimia, number one. Or number two, whatever that trauma was that initiated bulimia in eight might have arrested your emotional development.
Well, he said he was binging at eight, but don't all eight-year-olds binge like on Halloween candy and stuff?
But this could be the male equivalent of the little girl voice.
Any sexual molestation, Gene?
No, but as growing up, the children at school were very mean to me.
Yes. Are you gay?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And
could have fooled me.
I'm going to flip over all the cards then. And do you want to make a go at professional singing?
Yes.
And what kind of stuff do you sing?
Mainly my voice teacher's having me sing opera.
Opera. All right.
Can we hear a little?
Yeah, let's hear a little.
Actually, I'm quite nervous.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that's awful. It is.
No, but that's part of being a performer. Dickie doesn't have butterflies each time he steps out on that stage?
Yeah. I'll sing opera right now.
Oh, yeah, you sing opera?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I can barely talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Gene. Sing a little something.
Lasciatemi morire.
Do you know this one?
I do, actually.
Join in.
Lasciatemi morire.
Not,
Was that any good, Drew?
When do you think you'll be at the Met?
It was only 19.
Right. And nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Not bad, Gene.
That was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Do you have a daytime job you can keep? Born gay.
No.
All right. So, Gene, we got to get this eating disorder under control.
Is male bulimia? That's uncommon, right?
It's increasingly more frequent, but it's uncommon, yes.
Do you like the ladies, Gene?
Yeah.
And you have sex with them?
No.
Why not?
I feel very unconfident about myself. It's part of my depression.
Mm. All right.
But you have normal development and that kind of thing? Your normal height? Normal hair distribution?
I'm 6 foot, yeah.
And you don't think about the lads, huh? You like the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, have you ever been with a woman?
No, they're disgusting.
With my depression.
You've not been with a woman, then?
No.
I bet your voice will change if you get laid. It's true.
Born gay.
It's true. It happened to me.
Well, that and his speaking voice is so much higher than his singing voice. Again, I can't get past that trauma theory.
Gene, what if you tried to lower your speaking voice?
Let's hear it.
It feels very uncomfortable.
But try it.
Like this?
Yes.
Lower.
A little lower.
I like that.
Yes. Luke. You're my son.
No, I'm your father.
I'm your father, yeah. Say that.
I'm your father.
There you go. That's the voice you use on the phone. Okay?
Okay.
So, like, let's just try it out. You ready?
Okay.
Hello, Domino's.
Hello, Domino's.
No, you're ordering a pizza. You're not working at Domino's. You ready? Hello, Domino's. How can I help you?
What are your specials today?
Oh, is this a chick? Because we're running the powder puff
ladies'
special.
Night at Domino's.
Yeah, that's right. Half off pepperoni, ironically.
Girls get a Coke for free.
That's
ironically.
Right. You get the Leaning Tower of Pepsi for only $2.99.
Breadsticks. We want to know which delivery man to send over.
That's 270 ounces of a fountain fresh Pepsi and a 20-foot high cylinder.
What's your name? Hello, Domino's. What's your name?
Gene, do it with the Darth Vader voice. Go ahead, you ready?
All right, let me try.
Go ahead.
Let me play you.
Go ahead.
Hello, Domino's. What's your name?
Phone
Gene.
Number.
No,
Gene.
Hold on a second, Gene. I got to coach you a little. Do the new voice that we worked out.
The low voice.
Yeah.
Try a new name too.
I'm trying to get a new name for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
James.
Hello, Domino's. What do you want?
Yes, I think I'd like a large pepperoni with onions and mushrooms.
Yeah, of course you'd like a large pepperoni, you fruit.
You see? It doesn't work.
Yeah. We're not...
now, use that new voice I gave you.
And don't order a large pepperoni.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea from the start.
You understand? Let's try it one more time.
You guys are bad.
Hello, Domino's. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like an order of cheesy bread.
You started out good, but the cheese bread.
Right. Starts sounding like Gomer Pyle at the end. One more try, and that's all it's going to be, all right, Gene?
Hello, Domino's. How can I help you?
Yes, I think I'd like an order of Cinnasticks and Buffalo Wings.
We're
all out of Cinnasticks.
No, all right.
Sorry, we have no Cinnasticks tonight,
sir. That's not
Gene,
funny.
This is not working. Are you sure you're not gay?
We tried, didn't we?
I'm 100% positive.
But you've never been with a woman.
Where do you live? Where do you live, Gene?
I'd rather not disclose that.
All right. Okay.
But I don't mean your address.
Wherever you live, it's at
home.
We're not actually
delivering the pizza. We don't need the actual address.
How am I going to bring those Cinnasticks over then?
All right, guys.
All right. Gene.
Sorry, Drew.
Got to get the eating disorder taken care of.
It is under control. I've been hospitalized 3 times for it, so.
Okay.
And I'm still in therapy, but it's just started up a little bit in the past week again, so.
Don't you hear trauma in that voice?
There's affect over his voice.
Yes,
it's nice of him to play
it. It's more that it's affectation. You know what I mean? It's like, it's,
cause
he can bring it on down and there's his voice and then blah, blah, blah.
Yes, it's as if he's sort of
producing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Let's, one more try here. Gene?
Yes.
Hi, this is Pink Dot. What do you need? No. Seriously, were you never traumatized as a youth?
No. No, nothing besides children at school always hated me for some reason.
Your parents weren't like concentration camp survivors or something?
No.
Yeah, they're in their 80s, Drew.
No. Well, my mom and my dad are kind of older than most parents.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
How old?
Well, my mom was 36 when I was born, and my father was 37.
Yeah, not enough. All right, Gene. Listen, keep with the therapy and keep with the control of the eating disorder, and I don't know. And other than that, just try to train your voice a little. You really sound affected.
Hang on one second. Wait, yeah. Let me ask him.
Go ahead.
Your parents, are they immigrants here?
No.
They've been here a while?
Yeah, quite a while.
And they haven't lived a really tough life?
No.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
No, we're middle class.
All right. Okay.
It almost sounds like he's putting us on in a way.
Yes.
But he's one of these guys, and I hate to be cruel, because nobody deserves to be made fun of or punished, but he almost sort of coaxes it out of society.
That's been the problem with him.
Right. So he gets into a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, which is everyone makes fun of me, everyone is cruel, no one leaves me alone, I'm going to give him my Ethel Merman voice. and now there's more trouble.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I could cure this one weekend.
Drew had to scold me, but Adam put it right. He just brought it out of me. Yeah. I wanted to like Gene.
Really?
Yeah.
You wanted to abuse him too, though.
Yeah.
But I think that I blame him.
Yeah, I do too. I don't blame Dickie. Dickie never made a mistake.
Thank you, Adam. That's my boy,
Russ.
Hey guys.
Hey,
what's
Russ
up? Hey, what's going on? Listen, this is for Dr. Drew. Hey, Doc, my niece had a baby this afternoon, and the baby only lived for about a half an hour. It had some kind of dysplasia, where it was like a dwarfism. Do you know anything about it?
Well, you're being pretty vague.
I forget the name. It had a real large head, and it was like almost like a dwarf. The baby came out and only lived for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
And my niece does a lot. She did a lot of drugs
during the pregnancy.
Well, I guess so. Maybe for the first month or so.
Well, isn't that the kind of thing they can spot though in advance?
Well, they knew it. She was only 7 months, and they induced last night.
Right.
And she had the baby this afternoon.
Okay, so this was what they call a monster.
Pretty much.
A monster?
Yeah, they call these monsters.
Call them monsters?
I mean, well, that's where that word came from. They're very, very profoundly deformed humans. Monsters.
It's like one out of 250,000.
Yeah.
Births.
Yeah. They had basically like no brain, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was the spinal cord open?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh.
These are awful.
Yeah. And you're looking at the spinal cord?
The whole thing, it's a neural tube. Instead of the tube folding and then starting forming the brain stuff, it stays open, never, it's just a mess.
Okay. Oh. She did a lot of ecstasy. And
yeah, well.
She's a club girl.
And there you go. All right.
So would that have...
Well, of course, any drugs can increase the risk of birth defects and problems in development. Whether or not it specifically caused it in this case, it's difficult to say because this is a type of birth defect that can occur randomly also. But it's highly suspicious, obviously, if she's doing a bunch of drugs, that she has this terrible deformity.
Well, Russ, what do you want to do? Do you want to beat your sister up a little, or what do you want to do?
Or do you want to get her some treatment, and maybe this might motivate her?
Oh, this definitely motivated her. Yeah, she's off everything now. Until she, when she found out she was pregnant, she didn't take any more drugs.
Well, not taking drugs is not recovering from addiction.
Right.
Because she'll go right back. Well, especially now. I mean, by tomorrow morning, she'll be loaded.
Well, she got popped with 500 hits. I live in Vegas at Club Utopia, but she only got 5 years probation. But that was a wake-up call for her.
Yeah, so she's actively in treatment?
No.
Okay, then she's going to use again. Unless she actively... Her probability of use is 100% without very, very intense
treatment.
Could be
as high as 105.
110%.
120. 120%. Drew, what do they do with these kids then?
Might incinerate them or something. I don't know.
Do they incinerate sort of what becomes medical waste, or do they keep them and use them for study?
Sometimes,
or?
Yeah. And the Smithsonian has a huge collection of weird stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus, I just saw
the monster can't live at all?
Some can, but this is really just they can't survive this kind of thing.
You ever see that movie Basket Case, though, where it lived and it was in the bassinet and it was attacking people?
You mean
and
it's
stuff?
Alive?
Oh, yeah, it's alive, yeah.
Basket Case
was the mutant head on the other mutant's shoulders.
Was that another one? Yeah, it's alive.
Rosie
yeah.
Greer, was that the one head or is that no?
Yeah. You know, my uncle wrote the movie The Car.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good movie too. I miss those movies when automobiles and farm equipment and stuff would become possessed and seek vengeance.
Right, how about when they're good? My Mother the Car.
Yeah, like Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. For every evil car, there was a good car, too. I guess the cars are a lot like people that way.
Right. Kip.
couple remember bad Kip? Apples. Yeah, Knight Rider.
Kip
yeah.
fought crime.
Wasn't he Kit? Or was it Kip?
I don't know.
Yeah. I like that. It was back in the days when a turbo, man, if you kicked the turbo and your car would jump 140 feet, you know? It's like
the Duke Boys.
Yeah.
You're kind of dressed like a Duke boy tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm wearing the Duke boy belt.
I'm wearing Daisy Dukes.
Let's take a Boston's question. Okay. Let me see here, Joe. Let's talk to Mike, who's 18. Mike?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
All nothing. Right. Just got a few questions for, like, the Boston's.
All right.
All right, you know, first, but before I do that, I, like, gotta tell you guys, like, seriously, I love you guys. You're so awesome.
Thanks, Mike.
Like, Dickie, I met you, like, twice. Joe, I met you once recently.
Right on. Where was that at?
What?
Where are you from?
I'm from Detroit. It was at the Moggy Molly show.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. But,
so you get to meet him next. You're one down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What?
What's up there, Mike?
Anyways, yeah, I was wondering, like, are you guys ever going to, like...
I'm so confused. Dickie's are we ever gonna meet what? Math.
What? Okay, anyways. You guys ever going to release, like, any early, like, songs, like, that never made it onto, like, Devil's Night Out, like, that one from the, like, the Converse commercial or some of those earlier things, or anything like that?
All the songs from made it onto that record. We have a bunch of B-sides we're going to release eventually. I don't know if they go back that far, but...
Yeah.
How bad does a song have to be to not make one of our albums? Is what I do you really want to hear that?
The new CD is great. I love that.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go in the store tomorrow and buy it?
No, I bought it today.
Oh, you bought it? You got it today at the store?
Yeah, from a crooked salesman.
Right. Good man, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, I'm gonna
approve of that.
Reward you with a Boston song. All right.
Excellent.
Off the album you just bought.
Yeah.
Do it Ace Rockola style.
All right. I'm going to do that. I'm going to tell you, I'm loving the joke. Jiggy Barrett of Body Body Boston. These guys are hot. Blah, 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 blah. Let's check the timer. That's 11:18. That's 2 minutes away from 11:20. I tell you, get these guys a lot better. I'm not ready to drop trout back here. I tell you, I dig it. Dear friend, my Jackknife throws swats. We're heating up the platter over there. And Anderson is ready to rock. This one's called Everyone's Better.
Do it.
Mighty Mighty Boss Stones, everybody. A Jackknife Through a Swan is the name of that CD, which is out tomorrow or today, if you're listening to the show on a one-day delay, or according to our last caller,
Detroit,
Mike.
Yeah.
You take care of a little business, grease someone's palm, and you get it 8 hours earlier. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Joe and Dickie both here from the band, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Drew. Dickie and Joe are both here from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Dear, dear, dear friends of Loveline. And... we got
what are you looking at there, Dickie? You all right?
I'm trying to figure out where Adam's reading this stuff from.
No, right sometimes I just look up on the wall.
He's looking to see if there's anybody interesting coming up.
Yeah, but no one better than the Boss Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, the boys are here tonight, and Jackknife to a Swan's the name of the new CD. I recommend it highly. It is coming out tomorrow, and let's get back to the phones and speak to John, who's 27. John?
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's up?
All right. Hey, my issue is that, let's see, I come from a small town in the Northwest, and there's not a lot to do. It's a Navy town. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're just riveted.
It's a Navy town, and there's either girls that are interested in money or girls that are married to people that are out of town.
Oh, that happens in those Navy towns.
Yeah. I saw
Officer and Gentleman.
Yeah.
That's right. That happens in those towns and all of the rest of them.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have a really good job. I do real estate appraisals, so I make a good amount of change.
Ladies, man.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, whatever.
Right.
But unless I'm drinking, I don't meet girls. I'm like a brick wall.
All right. So there's your answer. You gotta get loaded.
Well, that's the problem is I'm getting loaded my whole time.
Where do you meet them when you're drunk?
The bar.
That makes sense.
So it's for courage.
I mean,
right.
It's liquid courage.
Yeah. All right.
It's interesting. You know, when you talk to men, you know, women and men his age, the women are not getting loaded in order to have courage to deal with the social interaction. They're dealing with it to tolerate it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Specifically to tolerate the loaded guys coming up to them and slobbering on themselves.
Well, right. See, that's the thing. It's like I can drive like 300 miles. I can do just about anything just as well as I am loaded.
Oh, sure.
What a
no,
jerk.
Believe me. Exactly. Liquid courage.
Yeah. Well, stay out of the car, will you, please?
Hey,
whatever it takes.
Do what you do.
Yeah, you got to do. Guys got to do.
All right.
Anyway, what is it you want?
Most of the guys we talk to complain that they're having a little difficulty with the ladies. Sound like guys you just wouldn't want to talk to.
Yeah. I mean,
drunk or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyways, you know what I'm
saying?
I would
make that statement. I'm great behind the wheel when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
that's a jerk, you know?
All right, John.
Big guy. I'm not a small guy. I'm like 6 foot, 220, and I'm not fat.
Oh, you're way too big.
Okay, so you're hot.
Skinny, not fat.
Yeah, and you can drive. You can drive loaded.
Yeah.
So it's those are two things.
Minka?
It's not to drive loaded. It's that I can act loaded. It's I know what I remember the next day when I'm loaded.
Okay, so you're good drunk, but you want to meet women when you're sober. Do you have
any
friends?
I don't want to get past that.
Shut up.
I need the liquid courage.
You say liquid, that's it. He said liquid courage. You can't hang up on him. I can't take it when a guy takes a sort of phrase that wasn't great, even if you thought of it, and then repeats it over. He said liquid courage like 30 times, like it was an infomercial for a new product called liquid courage.
Yeah.
John, you need to hook up with some friends and meet women
that way. Some relationships, real relationships.
Right.
The bar stuff's going to work.
But what is it with guys that are well into their 20s? I mean, coming up on 30. John's 27 years old.
Yeah.
They got everything going in their life, but yet they're almost, when you talk to them, it's like you're talking to someone who's in the 10th grade.
I think
there's like zero emotional development in guys.
I think that's why that guy is doing that stuff.
What do you mean? Get liquid courage?
Yeah, still using liquid courage to meet chicks.
Yeah,
at 28. They're still into that. They haven't got that out of their system yet. They're well past that.
I'm gonna give John a tip. John, you got to get into the powdered courage, the heroin and the coke.
Believe me.
Okay, that's the way to go. But you've gone long enough with the liquid form.
It's not working.
Get into the powder.
Yeah.
All right, I was going to say be yourself, but I'm going to rethink that statement and say...
Get some friends.
Get some friends and use them. That's how it works. You get some friends, and someone's got a girlfriend, and they set you up with one of their friends.
Maybe, yeah. Start. What's wrong with dating?
Really?
Well, listen, I was giving a lecture to a bunch of 15 to 17-year-olds. This one girl goes, well, I get loaded at parties and stuff because I hate all these slobbering, drunk-ass guys coming up to me. And I go, well, what'd you really like? She goes, well, I'd like a guy just to sit down and talk to me. I go, really? And that, well, maybe that they called you and sat down and talked to you again? Oh, that'd be great.
So, a date.
That's
boring.
Right. Get a date. Drew, when were you lecturing 15-year-olds? You're yelling at them
Scotland.
To get off your lawn,
Scotland,
right?
Scotland.
Okay. In Scotland. Drew just got back from Scotland, yeah. Everybody.
I was into that recently.
Right. Yeah, it's cool.
John?
Where'd you go?
We were in
Glasgow.
Yeah. Did you go to Edinburgh?
Yeah. Edinburgh, they call it.
Edinburgh, sorry.
John?
It's spelled Edinburgh. No, it's spelled Edinburgh. Really.
New John?
Oh, 25?
Yeah.
Yep, that John.
Yeah, I have this problem. I've been with I haven't been with a girl in 2 years, and I had a wife. I had the trouble with her the first couple times I had sex with her.
Just hang on 1 second. Was that not the most unusual way of describing that?
Yeah.
I had a wife. Not been with a girl for 2 years.
All right, keep going.
We're just sorting through it. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, John.
And I've been with, I had trouble with her and the other, and two other girls. One girl was a slut. And,
right.
She said that and if I was any bigger, it would hurt her.
If you were any bigger.
Yeah.
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 Right. And the other two girls, I was with a heavyset lady, and neither one of us could get it in. And then with my wife, it was the same thing. Neither one of us could get it in.
Neither one of us.
Yeah.
He couldn't get his penis into her. She couldn't get her foot in his ass.
No.
She couldn't get your wallet out of your pants?
I couldn't, and she couldn't put the penis in her.
I see. And now the heavyset gal.
So let's see. We got the slut. We got the porker and the wife.
The penis, yeah.
Right. And I think the candlestick maker's next.
All right, go ahead. And what?
And she was kind of like a slut, too. And I'm wondering.
The wife was?
No, the heavyset lady.
The heavyset lady. And when you say heavyset, how big do you mean?
Let's see, about 5'4", 200 and some pounds.
Okay.
I mean, big
gal. And why couldn't she get your penis in?
That's what I don't know. And the question is, how can I handle this? You know, I haven't been with anybody.
What do they tell you the reason is?
What can I do to maybe...
What do they tell you the reason is that they can't get it in?
They just said that they
too soft.
Too big. They say it's too big.
All right.
And they claim it to other people it's too big.
To other people.
I see.
It's just bragging.
They're talking to, like, their grandparents and clergy
people
like that?
Yeah.
Oh, the bar people. Okay. All right, John. Not a bad rap to have. I mean, better to be known as that guy is than the guy who skips out on his tab. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Big John.
Let's get a sense of how big, though. What are we talking?
John, what do you think?
What are you packing?
Describe. How long?
What are you packing, John?
And remember, when you measure, you measure from Drew where?
The
center of the anus,
yeah.
Oh, really? Just beyond the tip.
Oh, my God. Really?
That's the way I measure.
I've been shortchanging.
Yes, you got to go just beyond.
Oh, that's the way you measure. I thought that's the way doctors measure.
I'll just take a guess. I'd say about 7 inches, maybe a little
That doesn't sound abnormally large.
I know. That's what
he
I'm
means
saying.
Wide.
Well, what about the girth?
7 wide.
What about the girth? Would you say like a paper towel roll or can of corn?
I don't know.
Trick question, Adam.
you have no idea how big your penis is. It's just it's so big that you've gotten complaints on it, but you can't describe it in any way.
I'd say probably a little bit bigger than the paper towel roll, you could say.
All right.
Somewhere between the can of corn and the paper
towel. John, what do you do for a living? You drive a forklift?
No, I work at a restaurant.
I see.
Is English your first language?
What was that?
Okay, and what do? You freshen up the salad bar?
No, right now I'm just dishwasher, but I've been a cook too, so.
I see. And have you ever had any head trauma or anything like that?
No.
You're okay?
Yeah.
No, no mental disabilities.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I got another slight problem, and I don't know if this will deal with it either. I go to like strip joints and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's like even with my wife and everybody else, I can't get fully hard. Maybe 90-95% hard.
Joe was right. Yeah, that's why you can't get your penis in.
Right.
Are you on medication?
Yeah.
No. No medication.
And you've never had a full erection before?
Maybe once if I'm lucky.
All right, well, that's something that needs to be evaluated medically, okay?
I mean...
They should be able to help you with that.
But like I said, I didn't have any trouble after a few times with my wife. We had, you know... After a few times, you know, but...
So were you nervous, and that's why you don't get fully erect?
I don't know.
Are you a big man, John?
6'3", 170 pounds.
No, you didn't sound like that at all.
You're a lot crane.
Yeah. All right. Drew, what's he need to do?
You need to see a urologist, John, and talk to him about this. That's the reason you're having trouble penetrating.
I'm not an expert, but he needs a hard-on, really.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the problem.
Thank you, Dickie. That's good.
So that's the... It's an interesting spin, and really only one a retarded Loveline caller could put on his penis, which is,
call it
my
big.
Penis is so big, it won't fit. Well, as it turns out, it's so limp, it won't fit.
It won't work.
Right. Yeah. It's like taking a tube sock and putting it on a pipe cleaner and trying to push it through a keyhole in the door.
And yet he was able to accurately give us a size. Which our callers have trouble doing that usually, and still didn't know that wasn't usually a size associated with being necessarily too big.
Well, let me ask you this hypothetically. Just tonight, if we were doing one of those things where we auction off eligible bachelors, what would the average price of these guys be going?
Unbelievable. It's a theme running.
It'd be like
2 bits?
Yeah.
Like $9 or like a 6-pack of Bud would get you the best one.
50 cents for the limp dude.
How unattractive have these guys been tonight?
Unbelievable.
I mean, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
So we had the super hot chicks who had been abusing guys.
Right.
And we have the empty guys.
We had a whole slew of guys that really...
Empty.
Act like they got dropped down from an alien spaceship and weren't doing a very good job of adapting, and were probably on this planet for only a couple of days.
We're not including the Boss Tone fan, though.
No, God, he
was good.
He said I'll be abducted by aliens and just let down again.
Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
Well, I've had a boyfriend for just about 2 years now, and we were together for about a month and a half, and then he left and went back home. He was here on vacation, and...
Well, I got lost already. You've been with him for 2 years?
Yes.
And then what happened for a month and a half?
Okay. He went back home.
When we first met, we were together for about a month and a half, then he went back home, actually, where you just visited, Drew.
Scotland?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we kept in contact over the phone and email, and kind of like a relationship grew, and it's been like a little, like, since September of 2000 till about 2 weeks ago, we hadn't seen each other. And so...
And you'd not been involved with anyone else during that entire time?
No.
Right. So from the age of 17 to the age of 19, you've been in this sort of long distance thing?
Yes.
All right. So now what?
And, like, things have gotten, like, serious. I mean, I'm a virgin, and I plan on staying a virgin until marriage, and he's not.
All right.
And I'm okay with that. It's just that, you know, he's also my first boyfriend as well.
Okay.
So, like, as far as I've gone with him, which is only second base, and I'm not really too comfortable. I mean...
Is he back? Is he back in town now?
Yeah, he's been back for 2 weeks.
And he's living near you, or with you, or on you?
No, not on me.
So he's going back to Scotland imminently, or what?
No, he won't be going back to Scotland till he got a visa for 3 months, so he won't be going back.
Well, how old is he?
He's
49.
And what's he doing in Portland?
He's trying to get to third base.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
visiting
you.
All right. And what is second base these days?
Huh?
Above the waist.
Okay. All right. And so the question is,
well, like, he's kind of made comments and stuff about wanting to go to third, and I'm really not comfortable.
That's bad times though, when you're like 25-year-old guy and you're talking about third base.
Yeah. You just traveled 7,000 miles.
Yeah. It's like you feel you should be wearing a wind-up beanie and some shorts with suspenders on it.
Yeah.
I want to get to third. Yeah.
All right, so I understand the question.
Any normal human being will want to do more. I mean, I want to, but
also at the same time, I'm very like reserved about.
That's fine. Why do you have to apologize for your beliefs?
Oh, just let him. Let him get the third, for Christ's sake. He was on a plane for 22 hours.
Need to get the third place.
Yeah. Come on.
No, why don't you do it.
Listen, who cares?
It's fine.
Do it or don't do it. Look, I've had an ass full of our callers tonight. Are they exceptionally dull and stupid tonight?
She was all right, though.
But what is it? Is it like Quaalude night on this show?
There is a Quaalude quality, yes.
All right, I'm about to yell at the screeners. Hey, Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit. And Brian, get people who can form a thought and a question and have a real problem. And this sort of general sort of people calling up with the, I don't know. I mean, listen, I don't want to pick on Ashley too much. She's 19. There's something a little off with her that she's had this 2-year relationship with a guy who's not been in the country, and he wants to get to past second base. And look,
Are you refreshed by calls like that?
I guess I am. But here, I'm angry about our last 22 calls. Yeah, That's it. The guys have been almost complete retards tonight.
And
they really have.
The same complaint. They can't meet checks.
Yeah, but none of them, they're like chronologically average age 27, but they all sound like they're 11. These guys got to be able to form questions and thoughts. They're not firing at all. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. The Mighty Mighty Bosstones are here tonight, and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. The Bosstones are here tonight.
We had fun.
Dickie and Joe are here, and let's take a question for the Bosstones. Mike?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, before I go on, I just want to tell Dickie, a few years ago I was living in Boston, and you guys did the in-store at the Tower on Comm Ave. I was one of the poor bastards that was left outside freezing. We got shut up by the cops, and I just saw you the other day at the Warped Tour, and it was good to actually see you in the sun. A couple of years ago, back when you were doing that Knock on Wood song a lot on TV.
That song's called The Impression
That
I
Get.
I know.
It's just
being,
I mean,
the other guy. When you were on Letterman, immediately after that song finished, you broke into Lights Out, Angry Samoans.
I think we might have done that on the ESPY Awards.
Oh, ESPY. Whose idea was that? I just thought that was brilliant.
That was our idea.
As a group?
Yeah.
Y'all big Angry Samoans guys?
We did that on English television one time.
Without
telling him, and it sent him into a tizzy. There was English guys chasing us around the stage.
Big clipboards and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I was wondering if you guys pissed anyone off. So.
It was chaos. Yes. We've got a career of pissing people off.
Fantastic.
I'm wondering if we pissed anybody off tonight.
No. Well, maybe that one. Gene.
Yeah.
Gene the man.
But how about you and Drew?
No. We love you more than ever.
Thanks.
Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. We're on a roll here. Vanessa?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend is verbally abusive?
Sometimes. When he gets really ticked off.
All right.
I've been going out with him for about a year, and last year we went out for about 5 months. And things were really awesome. That first time we went out, he was just, like, perfect. I'd never been with anyone that great. And then this time it started out that way, and it's just slowly, like, digressed. And he doesn't really like me anymore. He tells me how he feels. He's really open about it.
Which is, what does he say exactly?
Well, I mean, when we were just talking about it, he just says that he would like me to be a more physically active person. And just be a more healthy person, I guess.
He says you're heavy
and wants you to lose weight?
Yeah, and not just really the weight thing. He just wants me to be healthier. I mean, just like jog and
if you could lose 30 pounds, he'd give you cancer and be fine with it. I know, guys. All right, so dump this guy. He's not a good guy. He's not into you. He's not making
you feel good
about
your
health. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, I was wondering if I could get maybe a referral to a counselor, if you know anyone in the Portland area.
What kind of counselor do you want?
Well, I just need someone to talk to about it. I know he really loves me. He's really great to me, except for when I, you know, get on his case about something, or he has a really short patience, and I really want to work through it with him because I love him a lot.
When you get into therapy, you're going to be, don't expect, you know, a specific result. don't assume that you can go in to work through this relationship. You may find out this relationship is not for you.
And what do you need counseling for? He needs counseling.
Yeah, but she needs it because she's in with this guy and tolerating this.
I know,
issues.
But she wants to further the relationship by her getting into counseling, yeah, and that's not what it needs.
What counseling will do for you, Vanessa, is get you out of this relationship. Mm. And that's what you need.
What's up with your self-esteem that you would hang with a guy like this?
I don't know. I feel like I have pretty good self-esteem.
He's abusive.
It's been getting lower, but...
Yeah, this guy's lowering it.
Yeah. I mean, he does a lot to encourage me. I feel like he just wants me to be a more active person with him.
No, he wants you to lose 20 pounds so his buddies don't razz him.
Yeah, well, I don't think him really that bad.
Yeah, I know you don't. That's the point. He does. How overweight are you?
Well, I'm 5'3" and a half, and I'm like 160.
All right, let me do the radio math on that. 5'3" and a half, 160. Give me the 4 divided by 3. I got 5'1 and a quarter, 182. So it's a little bit heavy.
Oh, no, I'm really that.
I did the radio math. No, I did the math.
I carry my weight very well. I was very athletic for like 6 years straight, and I've got really big jugs, and it adds a lot of weight.
Yeah, well, we'll cut you some slack. We'll cut you 10 or 15 pounds for the big cans, but we won't go over 15. And you're at the 25 mark, so that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, Vanessa, there's nothing wrong with you, according to you, except for the fact that you're with an abusive guy. So just dump the guy. We don't like him. We put a pox on him and the relationship, okay?
Let me go ahead and get a therapist. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
If you have a doctor, right. you know, a primary care practitioner, get a referral.
Yeah. I'll tell you, chicks with the big cans get away with a lot in the ass department. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's great. It's as if a guy's necks will not bend down now. Like our heads are just in a whiplash brace or something, and we can no longer see anything but cleavage. They don't understand that we still will see. We'll still take a look at the legs and the ass when you're walking away.
Eventually,
we'll get to that. Apparently, this guy has. Brian?
Yeah.
You're 22.
Yes, I am.
We're just about out of time.
I know. I'll make it quick.
I'll make it quick. Hate all girls you hook up with.
Yes.
And you're only into unavailable women.
Yes.
Yeah, it's usually envy that does that. You anything that you would actually have, this is the Woody Allen, anyone that have a club that would have you as a member, you wouldn't really want to be a member of that club.
Yeah, also it may just be scared of intimacy and getting involved in a real relationship.
Fields.
Groucho Marx originally.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so let's take ourselves a little break. I don't know what we're telling Brian other than just he's 22, this is what happens. You'll go through it for a while, don't get anyone pregnant, and you'll be fine, and we'll be back. Everybody, that's the show.
Do these guys really have to leave?
No.
Can't they just stay here night after night for
a while?
They're
going to stay here.
In for a while.
We're free tomorrow. Let's see who we got tomorrow. Yeah.
Jerry Cantrell. What's he? He's an actor, right? Where's he from?
No, he's Alice in Chains. You know,
oh, he's the Alice in Chains guy.
Yeah, he'll show up. Yeah, he's good.
The guy just died, right?
Yeah, the other guy.
Well, he's not the one who died, right?
No.
Jerry's gone. Okay. Speaking of the one who died, I was watching a George Michael sports machine last night. Yeah. I always watch Sunday nights.
Yeah.
And he was doing a thing on Ted Williams, who the Boston guys passed away. And he said, I interviewed Ted Williams before he died. And I thought, really, he didn't get the exclusive from the urn, huh? Yeah. Before he died, I understand.
It's from the freezer.
Smart.
It's from the freezer. Though.
Smart. See, I would have waited, but that's smart.
I actually got the interview just after he died.
Yeah.
And what he had to say was, I'm dead.
Quite provocative.
Yeah, I'm very dead.
Boston's, everybody. Jackknife to a Swan is the name of the new CD. See him on the Warp Tour. The CD is coming out today, tomorrow. It is out. Just assume it's out and go get it. I want to thank Dickie and Joe for coming in here tonight.
I want to thank Adam and Drew for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Our pleasure. And I'll see you kids over at the Man Show office tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to swing like pendulum. So until next time, Santa Crawler for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
What do you want?
Yes, I think I'd like a large pepperoni with onions and mushrooms.
Yeah, of course you'd like a large pepperoni, you fruit.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.